In Oakland, California, a federal court jury has awarded nearly $4.5 million in damages to anti-logging activists Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney. The Earth First activists charged FBI agents and Oakland police with violating their civil rights after a car bombing in 1990. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Cheryl Calopy reports.
When the bombing occurred, Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney were in the thick of planning Redwood Summer, a series of rallies throughout Northern California meant to halt logging in old-growth forests. The car bomb shattered Berry's pelvis, leaving her partially paralyzed. When she emerged from surgery, Oakland police arrested her for transporting explosives. They also arrested Cherney, who had minor injuries. FBI agents soon arrived to advise local law enforcement, justifying their arrest and searches on the basis of Earth First's reputation for advocating illegal acts in defense of the environment. Prosecutors dropped the case within weeks, saying there wasn't enough evidence to bring charges against the pair. Yesterday, jurors upheld the activists' claim that law enforcement had sought to frame them for the bombing to undermine their activism. The verdict inspired victory howls from Earth First supporters. Cherney says the victory is a vindication for himself and Berry, who died of cancer in 1997, and it should send a strong message to law enforcement. Cherney says the victory was hard won because the judge ruled out testimony about the FBI's past history of trying to discredit labor and civil rights activists.
So this makes this victory even more incredible because we argued this case with our hands tied and the jury blindfolded, and we still won.
Defense attorneys had little to say yesterday. The Department of Justice says only that it's reviewing the verdict and will decide soon whether to appeal. Maria B., who defended the three Oakland officers, says none of the jury's findings make sense to her, and she's particularly surprised by the damages, $2 million against the Oakland police and $2,400,000 against the FBI.
Punitive damages requires malicious, intentional conduct, and there was no evidence of that whatsoever.
After a six-week trial, jurors deliberated for 3.5 weeks. On a few charges, jurors either found that officers did act reasonably and were not liable, or they were undecided. Legal analysts said the work reflected in a complicated 18-page verdict form showed careful, thorough deliberations. For NPR News, I'm Cheryl Calopy in Oakland.